So I remember one of the first interviews that I did, and this gentleman, he's a veteran, an old man, he was probably in his 70s at that time. He kind of got angry and he started giving it back to me, and it got really hot in the studio.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Zaka Jacob, the managing editor of CNN News 18, who writes extensively on Indian and global politics. Hello, Zaka. Welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. You're such a familiar face to so many of us, arriving at primetime on televisions across the country. But tell us, what does a regular day look like for you? Is it like the starry studio environment we see you in?
Your life is so glamorous, you're meeting all of these rich and famous people, you're interviewing politicians, film stars, sports personalities. Is it the glamorous life? Well, actually, it's not. It's much harder than what you actually see. And that is because it is a rigorous life, a life that begins, you know, the moment you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. The first thing you're doing is checking your WhatsApp for what's happened overnight, because anywhere in any part of the world, a big story could have broken. And if it has, then it's your job as editor to alert the team and say, okay, this is the story that we need to pick up. There are 10,000 things that happen around the world in a day. Obviously, on a television channel or on a digital platform, you can't run all of it. The job of an editor, my job as an editor, is to say, okay, these are the five big things that have happened. These are the five big things that the viewer needs to know today, the viewer needs to know now. And then I sort of communicate that to my team, and I tell my team, let's go big with these four or five stories. And of course, occasionally, you will have the pressures of the job, whether it is leading a large team, whether it is that competition has got this story, how come you haven't got this story? There are pressures that come with just the very nature of this job, political pressures, pressures from famous personalities. But you learn to deal with this. You learn to soak up all of the pressure.
Your career has moved from strength to strength. But before we understand your journey better, can you tell us, what are the demands and responsibilities of your job really like?
Behind the scenes, it's a very, very tough job. It demands so much out of you, mentally, of course, emotionally, and most importantly, sometimes even physically. And one example I can think of is when 26/11 happened in 2008. I'd just gotten married about a month or so before 26/11. This terror attack happened. I remember it was about 10 o'clock in the evening, and our Bombay correspondent called and said, by the way, somebody has heard shots being fired at Leopold Cafe. So we said, okay, it might be some minor incident, must be some local crime. Bombay is anyway known for all of these local crime stories. But within 10 minutes, we started getting multiple calls from our reporters in Bombay and other people calling up and saying, you know, something is going on in Bombay. Please pay attention to what's going on. So we decided, okay, let's roll live. So initially, our plan was to roll live till about midnight at best, and then we'll all go home. But then the story became bigger and bigger and bigger. And we rolled nonstop, not just that night, the first night when the attack happened. We rolled nonstop 24/7 without a break for the next 5 days. The operation itself lasted 60 hours. I remember that when the Taj operation ended, when the operation of the Taj Hotel ended. It was 60 hours since the story first broke, and then eventually the last terrorist was killed. But we were live for much longer than that. We were live for 5 full days. You know, we're not going home. We are anchoring 10, 12, 15 hours every day, sleeping for maybe an hour or two if you're lucky enough to get a wink, and then coming back again at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning and anchoring again in the daytime. So a lot of us, me included, we were just camped out in office. And like I said, I was just newly married. So it was as much a shocker, a cultural shocker for me as it was for my wife. In fact, for her, it was much more, because she didn't know that the job entailed not coming back home for a good 5 days. And your husband's going to be on air bringing you what was arguably the worst thing that happened to India in a very long time. It was the worst terror attack on our Indian soil. And I think it is an incident that changed a lot of us, young journalists at that time. It sort of rankles us even to this day. And it is something that shaped us as journalists, as human beings, as professionals.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. Work pressure is something that every professional faces, and it grows with each measure of success. Can you share a few moments in your journey that were particularly difficult for you?
So I remember one of the first interviews that I did, I think a MiG had crashed somewhere in Rajasthan. It was a very terrible story. The pilot who was flying that MiG, he died. We had a retired air marshal on the show, and I asked him, you know, why is this happening? Why are our, you know, fighter planes crashing? Obviously something is wrong. The Air Force is not able to fix that problem. And this gentleman is a veteran, an old man. He was probably in his 70s at that time. He kind of got angry and he started giving it back to me. And it got really hot in the studio. This is a live show. It's going on the airwaves. You can't stop a live show in the middle of what is happening in the studio. And it got so heated between me and him that at the end of it, and this is something that we are taught as anchors, that you always end your conversation on a cordial note. So I thanked him and I said, Air Marshal so-and-so, it was a pleasure speaking with you. And I put my hand out to shake his hand, and he just took off the mic from his jacket and he said, it was not a pleasure to talk to you, left the mic and walked out of the studio. And all of this was caught on camera because it was live. There was no way we could have stopped this. So this was the first time I experienced a guest of mine, maybe because of the difficulty of the questions I was asking, or maybe because he couldn't come up with convincing answers, felt uncomfortable and left the show. I had mixed feelings at that time. One part of me was saying, oh, wow, you've done a great job. You actually, you know, pinpointed someone and asked him tough questions that he was not able to take it. And the other part of me was like, you know, what are you doing? This is so rude. How can you, you know, how can a guest of your show leave? It reflects on you. The decision may have been his. The act of walking out may have been his, but you are equally responsible for what happened. So I was conflicted. I went up to my editor at that time and I said, look, I didn't do this on purpose. I think things just ratcheted up because of the nature of the conversation. And then he looked at me and he said, young man, this is Television 101. Don't worry.
Many people believe that the only way to progress in one's career is to show initiative and a zeal in the way of working. What are your thoughts on this?
You can create new opportunities, but in those moments, in those new realities, you have to be present. And I think the job of a journalist, the job of an editor, the job of an anchor, you have to be so present and you have to give your 100% all the time, because you never know when a big story is breaking. Even when a big story is breaking, it's always a gut. You always have a gut that, okay, this could become really big. This is the story that could come up in the 9 o'clock news today. So we need to start scaling up this story. You won't be able to do that if you're not 100% present in that moment. Of course, your team helps. Sometimes, you know, your colleagues come and say, look, you need to scale up the story, or you need to go big with the story. But ultimately, you're the editor. You have to make that call. You have to make that decision. Okay, this is the story that we're going to chase. And you cannot make that decision half-heartedly. You cannot make that decision if you're only giving 20% of yourself or 50% of yourself. You have to be all in. And that's the thing about journalism, and particularly in television. You have to be all in while you create your new narratives, while you create your new reality. Unless you are there 100% in that moment, that reality will become a disaster.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also share this podcast with your friends and family to spread the Josh further. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.